Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. It is Scout En Route as we take a look at the American Athletic Conference Championship game between Central Florida and Tulane. We saw this matchup just a few weeks ago. They meet again, second time in a month now, but a lot more at stake. It was a lot at stake last time, but this is for the conference championship, and it's going to likely put the winner in the New Year's Six Bowl game. So we'll see. Getting home field advantage was important for Tulane. The big key in this game up front is the health of John Rhys Plumlee. He's been dealing with some hamstring issues. He was the main reason why they were able to win. Tulane came back on him, but it was John Rhys Plumlee that was the difference. He's going to have to play better. I do think Tulane is going to make some adjustments. There's Willie Fritz is taking his name out of the Georgia Tech race. He's staying at Tulane. He's done a really good job there. Happy for him. The defense was gashed by the Central Florida's rushing attack. They're going to have to do a better job. I always think the rematch, if teams are fairly equal, is advantage to the team that lost the first time. Not the old, well, we're going to look for revenge type talk, but it's the adjustments that you make. You tend to do things differently because they didn't work the first time. When you do things successfully in that game, then you tend to stick with it. And I think adjustments are key. So can Tulane make the adjustments? Can they defend the run better? Be more sound with their run fits? Can they do a better job of limiting the explosive plays that killed them in that game? And then obviously Tulane has got a really good offense that can move the football very, very effectively. And we'll see if they're able to get enough going here in the offensively with Michael Pratt, who's been outstanding, dual threat guy, and Ty-Jay Spears. Folks, he is the best player in this game. Watch him. We'll see how it plays out. If the Knights have to go with Miley Keeney, he's got plenty of experience. He's done a pretty good job. He's more of a pocket guy. But they're going to focus with the run game either way with Bowser and Richardson. It's just that with John Rhys Plumlee, you've got to defend the quarterback in the run game. And I think the threat of the quarterback run really hindered Tulane's ability to defend this UCF running attack. And so if it's a two-headed monster versus a three-headed monster, it's a different game, I think. How is this game going to play out? Got it for you over at LandryFootball.com. More detailed film room breakdowns and all the updates over there. So make sure that you check it out. Check out the Landry, the Football Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, and share that as well. Now, for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and this is the route to victory for this weekend's American Athletic Conference Championship game between the 22nd-ranked Knights of Central Florida and the 18th-ranked Tulane Green Wave. 4 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ABC. Tulane currently a 3.5-point favorite. This one opened at 2.5 in favor of the Green Wave. UCF won this matchup earlier this year by a touchdown. UCF comes in at 9-3 overall, but just 7-5 against the spread. They have covered in 5 of their last 6 games following an against the spread loss, and have covered in 4 of their last 5 games played in December. However, they are 1-7 against the spread in their last 8 after scoring more than 40 points in the previous game, and 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games after having allowed less than 170 yards passing in the previous game. The underdog in this one, 4-0 against the spread in the last 4 meetings, but the Knights have covered in just 2 of the last 7 games in this matchup. Tulane has been a great cover all season. They are 10-2 overall and 10-2 against the spread this year. They're 9-1 against the number in their last 10 conference games. 7 of their last 8 have been covers against teams with winning records. And they've covered in 5 of their last 6 games following an against the spread win and following a straight up win as well. The Green Wave are also 10-2 against the number in their last 12 on field turf and 14-3 against the number in their last 17 games overall. They are hot. Yes, they lost to the Knights earlier this year, but I think that switches around this time, and I think they cover that 3.5 number. Total in this one down to 56.5 after opening at 57.5. UCF is over their last 7 games on field turf. Similarly, Tulane has gone over in 4 of their last 5 on field turf. Tulane also over in 5 of their last 6 conference games, and obviously games overall in that case. The Green Wave over in their last 4 games against teams with a winning record as well. The Knights have gone over in 8 of their last 11 road games. I think those trends continue, and this one goes over the 56.5. So Tulane minus 3.5, over 56.5. Thanks for joining us on the Route to Victory. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups here on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Route to Victory for the American Athletic Conference Championship game.